as to the questions that we have raised. As I said at the outset of my intervention, we were looking not only on the legal framework of the state party, but also particularly on the practical implementation of domestic legislation, public policies, programs and services, which means that we, of course, are very thankful for all the information that you have provided on the upcoming policies, upcoming bills that the government will eventually undertake in the coming months. And I sincerely hope that this dialogue was coming in the right time for you to be able to decide your own future in a manner that might be in more compliance with the covenant. Coming to the questions that I've raised, I sincerely thank the delegation for the frankness in which they answer not only my question, but some of my colleagues. But I must say that after 12 years, there's a lot of things that have not changed in the Maldives. And I sincerely regret that, because it means that, at least in my view, you could probably have taken your time to move a bit further. Now, coming to some of the questions that I've raised, namely about the argument that you have said that the judiciary is responsible for instance, revising decisions by courts. That's true. But that doesn't diminish the responsibility of the state. There are several countries on, for instance, extraordinary appeals were introduced in their domestic legislation in order precisely to allow the judiciary to revise res judicata decisions in light of the decisions by international bodies. So this is one of the possibilities that you may eventually find to allow your judiciary to look into our views and to decide according to our decision. The second aspect that I would like to refer to is the decision or the position of the delegation concerning Islamic law. I understand it, but it doesn't solve the problem of the implementation of the covenant. So with all due respect, we have come to a position where most of your answers are in fact saying that you'll keep your position and we'll keep ours. And I would think that this dialogue would allow us to move a bit further in dialogue and not necessarily on separate positions. And finally, on the incorporation of the covenant, I have seen the report and the fact that you consider that many of the provisions of the covenant are covered by domestic legislation. So my question is very simple, then why not to incorporate the covenant? And the problem is that sometimes domestic legislation is not necessarily the same, or at least doesn't have the same interpretation that we as a committee feel when applying the covenant. And that's the difference. And that's why we consider that it would be important for the population in the Maldives to be able to use the covenant in the domestic courts. And I will leave it at that for now and hope that for tomorrow's questions, we'll be receiving more encouraging answers by the delegation. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Sanspeich, for your statement. We now move on very briefly to Mr. Quesada. You have the floor, sir. Thank you, Chair. I would like to thank the delegation also for their answers.